This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. House Republicans are looking to give Louisiana teachers a larger pay raise than expected next year, as lawmakers decide how to spend more than $100 million in extra revenue. Governor John Bel Edwards has said giving teachers a $1,000 pay raise is his top priority this session. An updated budget presented Monday by House Appropriations Chairman Cameron Henry would bump that raise to $1,200.
My preference is to give teachers the biggest pay raise that we possibly can, and as well as the support workers.
Instead of $500, school support staff would receive a $600 raise. The changes would cost the state an additional $20 million. But classroom funding continues to create a divide between Republicans in the House and Governor Edwards. The governor is asking the legislature to spend an extra $39 million on K-12 students. Committee members have rejected that request in the newest budget proposal, but Representative Walt Leger says that's money school districts need.
Most of the school districts had expressed their desire to have $40 million placed into the formula so that they could help alleviate some of the costs of the of retirement and other costs associated with the pay raises.
Governor Edwards defended his plan to increase classroom spending. As salaries increase, so do the costs of retirement and benefits. He says that adds financial pressure to local districts.
And it would be a hollow victory for a teacher to get a raise on one hand and a layoff notice on another.
This issue is one of the biggest spending debates of the legislative session. Meanwhile, committee members unanimously agreed to fully fund the TOPS scholarship program and send an additional $9 million to early childhood education. The budget will be debated on the House floor Thursday. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.